Radiolite today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, name of the show, America Tonight. Big doings in the Senate. After a couple of days of secret talks, there is an agreement on the table. I'll tell you what the agreement's about in just a second. But speaking of agreements, it was General McChrystal's strategy that leaked out to a Washington newspaper about 2 months ago that upset the administration so much because they didn't want that to get out there, what McChrystal was thinking as far as troops and what needs to be done and whatnot. So finally, the man himself testifies on the Hill, basically informs the folks on the Hill what's happening with Afghanistan. And, of course, one of the main things that he talks about, and I happen to catch bits and pieces today, one of the main things that jumped out at me in this whole deal with Afghanistan from our top general was the fact that the Afghanistan people are disappointed. They're disappointed by what's happening in the region, the relationship with the Americans. Wow. Well, geez, I'm sorry you're disappointed after 8 years plus. And one of the things McChrystal talks about is that, you know, you have they have to be able to reach out to the people there and have them embrace the whole idea of what's happening and not go the way of the Taliban, which I think is one of the biggest problems and one of the biggest problems I had with the so-called end date, July of 2011, which now apparently has become a flexible end date after so many people complained. Nevertheless, here's a little tiny snippet of General McChrystal. You'll get the gist of what he's talking about with Afghanistan here.
While U.S. forces have been at war in Afghanistan for 8 years, the Afghans have been at it for more than 30. They are frustrated with international efforts that fail to meet their expectations, confronting us with a crisis of confidence among Afghans who view the international effort as insufficient and their government as corrupt or, at the very least, inconsequential. We also face a complex and resilient insurgency. The Quetta-Shura Taliban, or Afghan Taliban, is the prominent threat to the government of Afghanistan as they aspire to once again become the government of Afghanistan. The Haqqani and Hizbi Islami Gulbuddin insurgent groups have more limited geographical reach and objectives, but they are no less lethal. All three groups are supported to some degree by external elements in Iran and Pakistan, have ties with Al-Qaeda, and coexist within narcotics and criminal networks, both fueling and feeding off instability and insecurity in the region.
All right, so you heard what he's talking about, the international effort, et cetera, after the amount of time that's gone by. And one of the other key things that he said, which I thought, oh, thank you, finally, let's hear the words again and believe that this can happen. Because he's in charge of the war in Afghanistan, McChrystal says capturing Osama bin Laden, of course, is the ultimate key to defeating the Al-Qaeda terror network. And said over and over again to Congress, bin Laden is an iconic figure. And his survival 8 years after the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks on the U.S. is absolutely a recruiting tool for that organization, right? And they believe bin Laden is hiding in Pakistan along the border with Afghanistan. Certainly we've heard that. McChrystal says finding bin Laden is not the key to winning the war in Afghanistan, but doesn't think that the United States says he doesn't think that the United States would defeat the terror network outright until, and this is the part I liked, until bin Laden is found and brought to justice. Amen. Finally, shouted from the treetops, you've got to find this guy, and something has to happen there, and that could be a big, big flip. So the other thing that McChrystal mentioned worth us talking about here in these couple of minutes right from the get-go is that he said he didn't get as many troops as he wanted and has to work under a schedule he didn't recommend, but he did stick up for the Obama administration and saying that the revamp strategy is the best way to win, but made it clear not as many people as he wanted, not the schedule that he wanted to have this happen. So McChrystal was pretty much the defender of Obama in this surge and exit strategy in that's been floating around D.C. And, of course, the challenge is to underscore it in Kabul, obviously, and that's where they're struggling with this. Hamid Karzai is not crazy about the idea of the Americans pulling out of our country, pulling out in 2011, once that date was thrown out. He said that it'll probably be 5 years before the forces can take the lead against the Taliban insurgents. Well, guess what, buddy? You don't have 5 years. And he predicted it would be 15. You ready for this? 15 years before Afghanistan could pay for its own forces. 15 years. Now, if you think that we're going to hang around full force for 15 years, they got another thing coming on that one. How much would we have invested in it? I mean, come on, what, almost 25 years? No way, no how. So there does have to be an end date that's not going to be 15 years. But it doesn't have to be one that everybody knows, especially the Taliban, who have to be laughing like little schoolboys after that announcement was made a couple of weeks ago. So bottom line is there was congressional committee room meetings, right, with McChrystal, and he said he was comfortable with the entire plan. He had sessions before the Senate and House panels, and he cautioned against some of the expectations of fast results, immediate results, because he said you have to show the progress within the 18 months. That's what would have to happen. And he was pretty brutally honest, saying that the sobering fact is that there are no silver bullets, and ultimate success is what happens with the sustained pressure. That's the way that you're going to get the results that you want to see. So the question still becomes, though, will the U.S. be out of Afghanistan in 18 months? I think it depends on what's happening politically, because they can say whatever they want from the White House, but it is a lot of this is about politics. A lot of it is about that. So is there going to be a slow motion drawdown? Does that get extended through 2014? Depends on the mood of the country, the polls leading up to the next election, what's happening economically in this country. Are more people employed or are people struggling? That's what it's about. Remember, this is coming on, all this stuff is coming on the heels of some of the other things that we heard from a man who was stationed there, Eikenberry, who knows the area well, who talked about the fact that this is an unwinnable situation and that sending a large number of additional troops to Afghanistan is, you know, it wasn't going to do anything to really help the cause. Then suddenly, because he expressed these doubts, then suddenly he also switched and said he's 100% behind the strategy. So that means, you know what, there's a bigger push for the U.S. civilian types to assist in strengthening that government and the economy there as well. And remember, Eikenberry was a former commander in Kabul, and so now he's on board with this whole thing. Are you? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the...
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50%.
50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
To many, I think in the GOP certainly, and some of your more moderate Democrats might have been a little bit taken aback by this. What am I talking about here on ATN? A couple of things when it comes to health care reform. On the Senate floor earlier in the day on Tuesday, abortion opponents failed to get those tougher restrictions into this health care bill, right? So the vote goes down, and it's 54 to 45. Dems pushed hard to make sure the fallout from it didn't hamper that drive to get a piece of legislation, because we knew this was going to be the thorny thing. One of the thorny things that was talked about is if you have a public option and you're talking about government assistance, they're paying for, would they pay for the abortion? And this is another one of those issues, split right down the middle, even politically on the Hill. And the we keep going to the 60 votes. You need the 60 votes to overcome the GOP, the opposition, to get a bill by Christmas. So senators were talking about, pretty openly, about some of the progress of the negotiations. And besides the, I'm going to call it the abortion issue that has crept into this, the other part of the equation is the full-blown government-run insurance option, right? So now the concession was to put it back. What is now in the place of the public option is this settlement on a private insurance arrangement that the feds would oversee. They would oversee the system where you would purchase, where where Congress would basically purchase coverage with the possibility of greater government involvement if they needed to jump in to ensure consumers had enough choice in coverage. So there's certainly going to be some insurance companies that aren't happy about that, but who cares there? Also, the agreement calls for Medicare to be opened to uninsured Americans. I think I said this the other night, starting at 55. So if you're down and out, you know, just struggling work-wise, whatever, can't cough up the coin, and if you're 55, you'll be able to jump on Medicare. They'll expand that. Right now, you're talking about 65 and over. And apparently, there were some other things in this agreement that they have kind of feel like they're pushing it forward. And when they talk about this broad agreement, you're talking about liberals and moderates on an issue that is killing the Democrats for their massive push to get health care legislation through. And I'll tell you, after these closed-door meetings, a couple of phone calls later, it's looking like there's more support. It's looking like some of the naysayers are jumping on board, which is good for anyone who wants to see it pass, not good if you don't want to see this go through. I still come back to the same thing. Prove it, show me, tell me where it's covered, where this is covered and it's not going to kill us. And kill us in a different sense, financially. Financially, people who can't afford to have astronomical premiums because of a flip in health care. See, that kind of gets lost in all the conversation. You keep coming back to the 40 million uninsured and what do you do and all that other stuff. But what about the people insured, barely insured, who can barely afford their premiums? Let's face it, in most cases, it's not cheap depending on the company and depending on the size of the family. So now that I've told you this and taken you through the course of the day's events, and it's looking more positive for the Democrats, really, honestly, let's shake the magic eight ball. And I've actually got one here. Let's see. Shake that eight ball. This is radio, so you can't see it, but just imagine I've got one of those 70s eight balls shaking it. Will health care reform pass before the Christmas holidays in 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks? Okay, let's see. Of course, ask again later. I think I always get ask again later. But I'm asking you, do you think it's going to pass after these compromises that are being made? And they're forgetting the GOP for most of the Republicans saying, okay, if we don't have snow on board, we got to get our number and that's it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. That extra mention is for you, Darren. Darren Wright wrote into me and said, you don't say the numbers enough. Give me the numbers. So we're going to weave in more of the numbers for you. I talked about briefly from the storm on the Senate floor to the real white stuff that is hitting the nation. This, what they're describing is a pretty fierce winter storm slamming into the Midwest. And we're talking about, you know, some parts of Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin that have got wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour. And you know what wind gusts do when you have snow? It's that all-important or awful snow drift that you get where they can get up to 15 feet. You know, snow is so pretty when you don't have to shovel it, when you don't have to get out of your driveway, when you don't have to drive in it, when you're skiing in it or you're on the back of a snowmobile, or there's a million great things you can do in the snow, building a snowman, having a snowball fight. But when you've got to deal with it, oh, the worst. When you're in school, you're a kid, and they have the 10, because I grew up in a city, they have the 10 trillion numbers, they can't even say your school, and you're just listening, you're wringing your hands together, praying that your school number comes up so that you don't have to go to school that day. I mean, that's all good stuff. When you're an adult and you have to deal with it, oh, that's not the fun stuff. All right, Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Tomas, is it snowing where you are?
Oh, Oh, yeah, it's snowing. We're going to have 30 inches by Friday.
30 inches? Really? Are you exaggerating?
That's what I heard at the coffee shop.
Okay.
This morning.
All right, 30 inches. I'm writing that down. Okay.
But, you know, you can go to Bill Steffen. He's our super weatherman here. And at Wood Radio and, you know, he's on Facebook and everything. I'm on Facebook, too, you know. Matter of fact, you should be on Facebook. You know, you should have, like, a Facebook place, America Tonight Facebook.
We need to do an America Tonight Facebook. You're right. We'll do one.
And we comment during the show, and you can see people getting, you know, how the left-wingers, how they hardly ever call in because they're not mentally as, you know, astute as the right-wingers are. They could write, though, you see? And then, you know, that's a little challenge to you left-wingers. But anyway, okay, I wanted to throw some numbers out there because, you know, with the media being in Obambi's pocket there, we're going to have to look at the facts. In July, 76 troops died in Afghanistan. In Iraq, 8. In August, 77 troops died in Afghanistan. In Iraq, 7. In September, 70 in Afghanistan, 10 in Iraq. In October, 74 in Afghanistan, 9 in Iraq. In November, 32 in Afghanistan, 11 in Iraq. So you take those 5 months, 329 dead in Afghanistan, 45 in Iraq. That tells you factually, you know, the big change that's going on. And today, I think now Admiral Mullen, you know, one of the first things he said to some of the Marines that were leaving is, we don't want to kill civilians. You know? Man, I bet you all the Marines said, oh, doggone it. That's why I joined the Marines, so I could kill civilians.
Right, and of course, absolutely, you make a great point. Of course, nobody wants to do that, but there is collateral fallout damage that sometimes happens, especially when some of the civilians are coming after you. And that's part of the problem. You and I keep talking about this. Their hands are so tied when it comes to the rules of engagement.
Well, you know, that's all I got tonight. And thanks again for the opportunity. And, yeah, let's get that Facebook going.
All right, we're going to do that. We'll definitely be on Facebook. We're already on Twitter. You can go to Real Radio. Real Radio Talk is the Twitter name. If you go there, you can look at some of the postings. But the Facebook thing we've been holding off on, but we're going to do that. So it's funny you brought that up. By the way, Tomas, thanks. Keep warm up there. 30 inches. We'll see if he's right about that. By the way, you can go to AmericaTonight.net. Check out Blunder of the Day. Also, what you missed, we'll post some of the interviews and the highlights from the show and what's happening on that page, too. So AmericaTonight.net. More calls on the flip side. You can chime in with your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Kate, hanging with you in 3.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Tonight, talking about a bunch of different things. McChrystal talking to Congress folks, of course, senators meeting these committees and giving them the skinny on Afghanistan. Now completely on board with the revamped numbers and the strategy of the Obama administration, which, of course, he's going to do that. But he did mention it wasn't the numbers he wanted. It wasn't the time frame that he wanted. Hamid Karzai, on the other hand, would like 15 more years because he believes it's going to take that long to have his forces ready to roll. 15 years, not going to happen. 25 years of America being involved in Afghanistan, that would be, needless to say, disastrous. Don in Wyoming, hello. Hello.
Sorry, I called you a couple days ago. Freezing pretty bad up here, so it's... Anyway, would you like to know how cold it was?
I was going to ask you what the temperature was and what about the snow factor? No snow, probably.
We had some snow. It hasn't been enough to make it nasty, you know, on the roads and stuff, but no large accumulation except up in the higher mountain area, but which is good because that's where I like it to stay.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Monday morning, boy, up to, I don't know, I just went through somewhere right now, it was minus 13.
Woo.
But Monday morning it was minus 7 when I got back up to the town, and I stepped out and I said, nah, it's going to be colder than that. And sure enough, we had a 20-mile-an-hour wind going with it, kind of like those people live up by the lakes, you know?
Yeah,
Minnesota.
No kidding.
I've never ever. It gets cold in Wyoming below zero, but it ain't nothing like Minnesota.
No, I agree.
And the Dakotas. I mean, that's some crazy stuff there. But anyway, the wind chill put it at minus 29. So it wasn't fun working in, let me tell you. So, but anyway, enough of that. By the way, I'm pretty sure the Cowboys are not going to win a game in December. So
I would have to agree with you. I told you.
He's a buffoon. The guy. You look at him on the sideline, and you just think, we got a buffoon coaching the Cowboys.
I agree. It's Wade Phillips. It's not even so much Romo. I think it's the play calling. I don't understand what Jason Garrett is doing. I don't get it.
And it's that. You know, they lost that game to the Giants because of lack of discipline.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just things they did that were just, you know, and it's hard, and people probably don't understand, but. You know, when Tom Landry, you know, this is years ago, he was known as the greatest disciplinarian in the history of football. You know, I mean, guys just didn't goof around and didn't do stupid things, and, you know, they paid a big price for it. And so it's hard, you know, following a team for that many years in my younger years, you know, and then turning around and watching what's going on now. You know, it's like a chaos house there. But Romo had a pretty good game, you know. Passing wise, but I just don't. I looked at the schedule. I thought they're probably going to lose when they go to the Redskins in Washington. Although, you know, how do you miss a 23-yard field goal date in the NFL?
I don't know. I was thinking, who could they go to? Because they right now they can't cut them. I know they're looking. I will tell you this. I know this from the ranch. They are looking.
But anyway, the thing I just pondered about the healthcare is, 6 out of 7 people in America have health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these idiots think that, you know, I personally think they're just trying to destroy their insurance companies, you know, because any major corporation, if they can't run it, they've got to destroy it. Cause it's the only way to turn us into a communist society eventually. But that's Democrats' plan. But why would you risk destroying a system that, you know, for the most part works well? Yeah, there's some things that need to be done, you know. Maybe they do need to make a law where it's, you know, people have to, because out of that 48 million, how many of them, you know, we've talked a lot about this, how many of them just don't want to buy insurance?
A bunch.
Or too cheap, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you got people driving around in American cars, you know, without insurance, and pretty much every state requires it, you know, but they just don't want to pay for the insurance, so they take their chances.
Right.
You know, and then you, of course, you end up being the one that gets hit by one of them. And you're stuck. Hey, here's another thought that I had. You know, remember last week I told you that where is Afghanistan going to get the money to run, you know, to have a military? You know, I mean, they're not a very rich country, and most of their money comes from poppy, you know, illegal, you know, from the heroin trade. And at least that's where Taliban's getting their money from. And so it's like, you know, this country's probably, even if we do leave, we're still going to probably have to send them tons of aid just to keep them afloat. And then I started thinking, well, you know, they're not like Iraq. You know, Iraq's got, what, a 34? I can't remember how many people Afghanistan has. I don't think it's a whole lot. But,
no.
But where are they going to get the guys out of their own country to be in the military? And so I started thinking, maybe they need to do what they do in Israel and a few other countries around the world, where, you know, when they, and I wish we would do it here. Of course, it, you know, probably costs too much. But when you graduate high school, you've got to do 2 years of military service, you know.
Sure, like they do in Israel, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you have to, you know, because, you know, that's, I mean, Israel doesn't have a lot of people, and that's why they have that law, because they don't have enough people to have a voluntary, you know, a voluntary force sufficient enough to defend the country.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, especially when you, and so that might be an idea. I don't know. You know, maybe, you know, like you just said, Carlisle saying, oh, we need you here for 15 more years, you know, and because he knows he doesn't have the guys.
That's right.
You know, so, you know, it's, these guys in Washington are just sitting there, oh, this will be, this is done. You got to look at the practicality of it, is, you know, but anyway, listen, I'll try to stay warm, and hey, did it really snow down in Houston?
It really snowed in Houston. It snowed in San Antonio. It snowed a little bit in Dallas.
Yeah, I laughed because they said that they had eight trucks that they could outfit for in Houston for snow plowing.
Like crazy.
That is like a city of 5 million people, and you
right.
have these trucks that are snowplow
right.
trucks. That is like
right, and that's the problem. That's why people they can't drive in the stuff. Certainly, they can barely drive in rain and fog. So forget it. You throw any kind of snow into the equation in Texas anywhere, and it's mass chaos. No doubt about it. Hey, stay warm, buddy. Appreciate
right,
the
take.
Call. 800-259-5791. Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, kiddo, how you doing?
Good. How you be?
Good. Well, Afghanistan will get the money from the World Bank, but I want to just talk about our so-called elected politicians down there in Washington. They proved with that abortion thing, they tried to play it as a trump card, they proved to me today that they're nothing but demented, low-life slugs. That's all they are. And talking about Viagra and arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got guys that are fighting.
I know,
I saw that. There's always two questions I ask about abortion. And I don't mind. It's legal, so, you know, it's okay. But because it's legal, isn't it a medical procedure? And if it is a medical procedure, how come we don't see it on the History Channel? I can never get that answer from those pro-choice people. I can never get that answer. Never. And the second question I can never get answered to is, it's a woman's choice. What about the man? Doesn't he have even a say, you know? But they knew that. They put that in that bill for a reason, Kate, because they knew that they were going to use it as some kind of trump card or a bargaining chip.
Yeah,
you imagine?
Absolutely.
Slugs. Demented slugs.
Yeah, and they used it as a trump card. It worked, and you saw what the vote was, and I mentioned it, and what was it, 54 or 45?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw Barbara Boxer start, like you said, jump up about the whole Viagra thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, boy, this is really, this is bad. This is bad news.
It's beyond comical. It really is. It's beyond comical now at this point.
I know.
Well, you know, Kate, I was thinking before with this poor kid Tiger Woods, whatever. I mean, who is it tomorrow, right?
Right.
I said to myself, what could Kate possibly do to get into that position? What would the headlines be? And I said, well, Kate Delaney talk show host takes entire ship, crew, and listeners into the Bermuda Triangle, and they were never seen again.
Thanks. We're not getting near that triangle, but thanks.
Good night, baby.
All right. Good night to you, too. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Yeah, it was crazy in watching some of what happened in the Senate, and I mentioned this before. It's disheartening, to say the least. But you know what? This is the thing. Votes matter. They do. I swear I will go to my grave pounding this into whoever will listen. You can make a difference. That's why we started America Tonight. Remember that. All the House seats up. You have a say. You have a vote. Start looking around. Pay attention to your local politicians. Pay attention to who could possibly represent you. Hopefully there'll be some switches in Washington. And, you know, across the board, that's why I keep saying there needs to be a third party, something different, whatever, because it's this machine that keeps on ticking and it's going in the wrong direction. I wish they would just run out of batteries. And unfortunately, you know, you see the smugness, you see these compromise situation that happened earlier in the day, and I was surprised by that vote. But what does it mean ultimately for health care reform? Does it mean that there is going to be health care reform? I'll tell you, I really thought that we weren't going to see a vote before the holidays, because we were talking, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, I guess. And I don't know. Maybe now with some of the deals that are being cut, because what are the amendments in the bill? What are the things that are being thrown in there? Maybe there will ultimately be a vote. I bet there's a chance that there's more of a chance now after what happened today in the Senate. Sad, sad, sad. 800-259-5791. We'll take more of your thoughts coming up next round the bed.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together 2 family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Well, down on it, and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you.
All right, let's try to get a bunch in. Jana's listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana, got a lot of snow there where you are?
Yeah, we had about 5 inches before the bad storm was coming in, and they're saying we're going to get any place from a foot to a foot and a half, which I hope they're wrong. And tomorrow morning we're supposed to have wind blowing like 40 to 50 miles an hour to make a 10 below to 20 below wind chill factor during the day. I hope they're wrong on that, too.
No kidding. I don't blame you there. What do you want to sound off on tonight?
Oh, there's just so much, but I think I'll go with the health care and the global warming. I tell you, I'm just so disheartened over the Democrats apparently not listening to the people. And it doesn't even make me want to identify as a Democrat. It makes me want to have the third party. I don't know if there's going to be a third party candidate for me to vote for in the future, and I hope so. And I just can't believe how disregarding of the people they are and how, you know, it's going to financially destroy the existing middle class as well as the already poor and disabled and elderly on fixed incomes and stuff.
That's right.
And it's I don't know what's happened to America and why no one will listen. You know, it's just, it's very sad.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, one of your senators, Senator Tom Harkin, he said the deal with the negotiators, he said he didn't like it, but he said that he was going to support it to the hilt because he wanted to secure that passage of the health care bill.
Yeah, your mouth just falls open and your jaw hits the floor. You just can't believe the things that you hear. And I will say one thing. Our Republican Senator Grassley has been a little bit more on the ball about trying to get some of that stuff taken care of. But, of course, the Republicans aren't getting too far on the floor, you know.
No, they're not getting too far on the floor. That's right. Absolutely. All right, what do you think of the global warming thing? You're talking about Copenhagen and what's happening there in the EPA.
I'm talking about the main overlook of it. It's going to make the energy prices soar, which will make food prices and all that soar. And already, you know, it'll be, again, the lower-income people, and I include the, quote, middle class in that, that's going to bear the brunt of it. And it's awful.
I agree. And it's funny, the two things you said, okay, so we're going to pay more for energy, so we're going to freeze to death. Or, you know, be so hot we can't stand it because we'll be scared to death what the bill would be. And then the premiums because of what's happening with if they, in fact, do vote for the Senate health care bill and ultimately all gets wrapped into one and the president signs in the legislation because I think we're getting hoodwinked by really what it'll mean. I think it's worse than we even think. And the premiums will go up. So how are you paying for all this? And then, oh, yeah, we'll probably get a surcharge for the war in Afghanistan. So you add that all up. Jana, I don't know. We're going to have to start playing bingo or something, trying to win some cash on the side.
We're going to have to start getting subsidized somewhere, somehow, and I don't know how. And I don't mean necessarily someone giving us some money. I'm just saying we're going to have to find some money somewhere under the table doing something. I don't know what.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. I'm right there with you. If I figure it out, I'll send you an email and tell you what we need to do. Thanks, Janice. Stay warm.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to about health care. In a new issue of Reason magazine, the guy named Matt Welch, who's the editor-in-chief, talked about how he goes to France for his health care. Well, to make a long story short, because I didn't have a lot of callers, he talks about how it's easier to get health care in France. The problems we have here are the mandates, the government's mandates that, you know, for everything under the sun, politics, politicians and laws are too involved in your intimate health care. That's why it's so expensive. One part of it is if you could just buy insurance across state lines. I am not defending insurance companies. I know how people have had horror shows about insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have four or five insurance companies in this country. The government's going to create the monopoly, and just like you'll have just four or five big drug companies. This is what they're doing in America. Whether you like it or not, this is what the politicians are doing. I didn't know what they did about the abortion today. I'll stay on health care right now. But you have to understand something about abortion. The founder of Planned Parenthood, I think it was Margaret Sanger, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right.
But these people, Hitler praised that woman. These people are eugenicists. You know, more black babies are aborted than are born in this country. President Bush's science advisor, Holdren, wrote a book with a guy named Paul Ehrlich that calls for a sterilization policy. So I have to ask you, why did 98% of black voters vote for Democrats? The guy that's a Democrat that's in the office right now is a eugenicist, okay? You people need to reopen your eyes and realize this is the government control. These science czars want a world government to control us. And I'm not going off topic here. They are all about this, and they're going to get this passed whether you like it or not because, as your other caller said, this government is an ongoing criminal enterprise. It doesn't surprise me that anything of this has happened. It's just insane what they're trying to do. They're doing it over your good wishes because they don't give a damn about you. So do some history and look it up. And if I could just one thing about the leaks as far as Afghanistan, this is going to be an open-ended commitment for maybe 20 years, okay? So McChrystal may be a fantastic general, but they're telling him they want this open-ended government because they're going to make money off this war profiteering. It's just the truth.
Just
really quick. They're going to stay there in Afghanistan because they want them in Afghanistan for their oil and for the drugs. And look at this is equated. 125 people were killed in Iraq today. I thought Iraq was a peaceful nation. Do you know how much explosive they, 125 people are dead, 400 wounded in Iraq. You think this, anything's going to change? Nothing has changed. And back to Afghanistan again. The former head, I'm sorry, the Pakistan. The fellow who's controlling Pakistan, the woman who's, who was the woman that was killed? Bhutto?
Bhutto, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It came out that he's worth $1.5 billion.
I know.
And Pakistan is on the verge, they're talking about it, it's on the verge of collapse.
I know.
And again, all the professionals are saying that not only is on the verge of collapse, but they just can't control what's going on over there. And Al Qaeda's all over the world. We're chasing, we're having our boys die in Afghanistan, chasing them into caves where, yeah, as horrible as it would be to have a safe haven in Afghanistan, they have it in Pakistan, they're going to have it in Africa. I wish I had answers, Kate. You know that. But
I know. They're
stringing us along to keep the war going, and we're going freaking bankrupt, and it's a plan. It's a freaking plan to destroy us. That's what it's about. Thank you, baby.
All right, you know, it's like we don't want to predict all this doom and gloom, but unfortunately, when we talk about things like the middle class and then those who find themselves barely being able to keep their heads above water, you know, all these things combined, you add it up and it means you pay. So if you're making big bucks, then you're still going to get some of the breaks that you need. And more importantly, it doesn't matter. You've got the excess cash. And, of course, would your cash be worth anything? Talk about the dollar. The dollar did pick up some steam today, but really pretty much it's been losing steam for a couple of years now. That's why we certainly saw that run on gold. The struggle to put your money somewhere else for fear of printing all this money and not having any backup for the money. So, yeah, it is scary times that we live in. It just feels like, you know, it feels like at times by what we're hearing out of Washington on many of the things that we talk about, that we're on the Titanic. And it's not just, you know, are the women and children getting a life raft? Are some of the guys getting a life raft? Are any of us getting a life raft? And the answer is it doesn't feel that way. It feels like there's just going to be a few choice boats that will get cut loose from the main ship, and they've already been predetermined. So if you're, you know, it's like I saw the movie 2012, and it was predetermined who was going to survive because they had to have massive amounts of money. They had to pay millions of dollars for a seat on one of the rare vehicles that would keep you protected from basically the earth exploding. So it has a very eerie feel to it, what's been happening lately, to say the least. Despite having said that, the optimist in me will always tell you to do the best you can and continue to try to grab that brass ring.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.